Now this is a dictation for Frank Poremski, P.S. in Paul, O-R-E-M-S-K-I, July 31, 36, addresses a letter to Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, dear, 539-7747. Dear Dr. Patel, teleconference for Mr. Poremski. Wife participated of this encounter, underlying chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August. Patient hard of hearing, no hospital admission. Has gained weight, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Denies edema, ulcers or claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen. No syncope, no orthopnea, PND. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Bumex and Bisoprolol anticoagulation Eliquis. Next paragraph, blood pressure 112/72, weight 165.7, hard of hearing but no respiratory distress. The words and phrases that he's able to speak without expressive aphasia or facial asymmetry. Appears to be alert to person. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.4, and that appears to be baseline. There has been elevated calcium, 10.4, 11.4, 10.2, and elevated PTH 101 with a normal albumin. GFR is around 49 to stage 3. Electrolyte, acid base, albumin, phosphorus, normal, anemia 12.5, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, prior echo, March 2019, normal ejection fraction. There is left ventricular hypertrophy, enlargement of the left atrium, bioprosthetic aortic as well as mitral valve, and repair of tricuspid valve. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable over time, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, status post mitral aortic valve replacement. Next number, status post tricuspid valve repair. Next paragraph, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, anticoagulation, beta blockers. Next paragraph, hard of hearing. Next paragraph, anemia, no external bleeding, not symptomatic, does not require treatment. Next number, elevated calcium and elevated PTH. This is most likely primary hyperparathyroidism. This is not secondary to renal failure. You expected on renal failure, high phosphorus, low calcium. However, given his age, medical conditions, I don't believe he is a candidate for invasive procedures or general anesthesia. The calcium appears to be mild, might not be causing major symptoms, potentially with could treat it orally with Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. At this moment, I didn't change any medications. We will continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 4-6 months or early as needed.